Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
What we've seen in the last 5 years is that probably every major denomination in the country, both evangelical and mainline, has now come out with a positive statement about immigration and the mandate biblically to take care of immigrants. And I mean, I'm happy to talk about that.
Sure.
But you can go on the internet and just look up the Assemblies of God. You can look up the Southern Baptists, Evangelical Covenant Church, different Methodist groups, the Evangelical Anglican churches. All of them now have been making statements for immigration reform.
And is that something, I mean, as you've been teaching over the years, have you seen that as a, as you say, a shift just in the last 5 years, that there suddenly we become maybe more aware, or that this is an area we need to address?
Yes, very much so. I've seen a change. I travel all over the country speaking in all kinds of venues. And I think once you tell people, this is, let me just show you what the Bible says, and let's just don't limit it to the Romans 13, which, you know, kind of aborts any discussion about whether the law is good or bad. But let's just begin to talk about God's concern for migrants. And one thing that I usually do to begin with is, if you go to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11, you know, the Lord actually uses migration as a metaphor for what it means to be a Christian. I mean, we're all sojourners, right? We're all strangers. So it shows you how central the theme is in the Bible. And once you get people seeing that, my experience has been that they begin to change, or if they actually begin to know some immigrants, that's a whole other thing. And now these immigrants have names and faces. That changes the tone as well.
Danny, we talked a little bit about some Old Testament principles and sort of alluded to a little bit earlier New Testament, but say a word about what the New Testament, how that adds to and builds on what the Old Testament says.
Well, the interesting thing is that even with Jesus, he begins his life as a refugee. He has to flee Herod, and he goes to Egypt and stays there for a time before his family comes back. And so one of the things, as I speak to immigrant churches, is for them to appreciate that Jesus actually has had experiences similar to what they may have had. But I think that the issue that you had brought up earlier about hospitality is a consistent theme in both Testaments. And the idea of being compassionate to those in need is a consistent theme across the Testaments. And I think becomes really a marker and a proof of our faith.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.